Do you have all the things they say should make you happy, but you still feel unfulfilled? Are you always doing what you should do? Or do you never feel like you're enough? And you want to feel better, more fulfilled, more aligned, and more comfortable in your own body? Then this is the show. Scared as fuck and doing it anyway, showing up authentically. My name is Paula Schuster, and I'm a self-love and authenticity coach. My life completely changed when I started loving myself again, putting myself first, and being true to me. This is the show that's going to help you get out of being stuck, out of the cycles of self-abandonment, and help you choose yourself without feeling selfish. It will give you not only inspiration, but awareness, courage, and insights to make changes and live your life for you. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Scared as Fuck and Doing It Anyway, Showing Up Authentically podcast. I'm your host, Paula Schuster, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have my bestie, Chelsea Wilson, on the podcast with me today. We recorded this episode at my house in the open loft area where we have tons of plant babies and a big window with light shining in, and it was just so beautiful and perfect. But you may also hear that in the sound quality that we were in a big open space, so maybe you can give us some grace on that. Before I get into more about Chelsea, I have openings on my coaching calendar, and I want to take a few minutes to share some information with you. As you'll see in the episode's takeaways, or I guess here, investing in a coach will change your life. It changes your perspective and helps you find the answers you're searching for that you really already have within yourself, but maybe just can't see clearly. They provide a good reflection. They can see things you can't see, and they can offer helpful techniques that maybe you aren't aware of. They're often the bridge you don't realize you really need. It's really amazing what you learn when you have someone else listening to you and reflecting back what you actually have going on. Some of the best investments I've made ever in my life were on coaches, and I encourage you to invest in yourself. Even if I'm not your person, like, go find your person, find the coach who is your person. Okay, I'm excited to share another testimonial that I received from a client. Here it is. She said, "Before I started working with Paula, I struggled with big changes in life and business. I was sure I wanted to take the leap, but unsure how to execute and take care of myself at the same time. In the process, I learned I was having panic attacks I thought were heart issues. Learning this with the help of Paula changed that in my life, and I no longer have to deal with them. Charting a course for success using the coaching tools from Paula has increased my ability to accept the challenges that come and create the outcome I choose. There is strength in finding my authentic self, and presenting that gives me the best result in all situations. Paula knows how to bring strength to you, for you, and your greater good. I recommend her coaching for all scenarios in life." All right. Thank you to the awesome client who sent me that testimonial, And just a little bit about my own journey to give you an idea of the kinds of things that I've got worked through and that I could help you work on if you're looking to make changes in your life. I went from thinking I had to do it all on my own to believing and knowing that I'm supported by the universe and by my team of spirit guides. I went from not being tuned into my intuition and not listening to it, not listening to my body, to noticing the signs, listening to my body, listening to the whispers, and following the breadcrumbs put before me. I went from overanalyzing everything people did and said to not caring what other people think, say, and do. And there's work in that. I went from 100% codependency. I mean, I was so fucking codependent. It was unbelievable. And I went from that to setting down what isn't mine to carry and letting everyone be responsible for their own feelings and actions. I went from sleeping 4 to 6 hours a night to sleeping 7 to 10 hours a night. And this goes to, you know, sort of taking care of my needs. So I went from not taking care of my needs, not only with just sleep, but with other things, to honoring all that my body, mind, and spirit needs. And just to give you an idea of how I made these changes, and these are just some of the ways, I changed my beliefs and perspective, and there's ways to do that. I stopped doing what I thought I should do and started doing what I wanted to do. I started choosing myself. I invested in myself and hired a coach. I started listening to and reading like all things spiritual and personal development, and I let myself be led to and by these things. And whatever didn't resonate, I just set aside and I took the rest with me. I held myself accountable to showing up as the person I wanted to be. I became hyper aware of my thoughts and feelings and changed my relationship with them. And that takes work. I found my true self by really just allowing her to emerge, being patient, asking myself what felt good and right to me instead of what I thought or what someone else thought. I allowed spirit in and asked for help frequently. I changed the words about myself, both internally with my self-talk and externally how I talked about and referred to myself. And I did a lot more than those things, but that gives you an idea of, you know, some of the where I've come from and where I've gotten to and how I can help you. So if you're ready to make changes in your life, check out my coaching packages, look at my About Me page to learn more about me, and maybe book a free discovery call so we can chat to find out if we're a good match for working together. Again, like some of the best investments I've ever made were in coaching. So you can find everything at ReikiFlowMN.com. All right, back to having Chelsea on the podcast today. It's just so good. Normally, this episode wouldn't have aired until like May or June, but it was such an amazing conversation in so many ways that I just had to release it right away. Let's see. So to give just a very brief background, Chelsea and I met in corporate in the last department that I worked in before I jumped off the cliff and got the hell out of that hellhole. I was a senior leader in the department when we first met. And I remember looking at her and being really curious and kind of feeling like this spark. And I think I felt that spark because she pushed against the norms a bit with like her clothes. And, you know, I was always sort of, you know, in the square box the corporate puts you in and followed all the rules, you know. So I noticed that. And then I could see this like hippie-ish way about her that reminded me of like that free spirit and hippie way that I used to like a lot when I was young. She was really calm and smart and always asked thoughtful questions. Anyway, we didn't become good friends until like a couple of years later when I became her boss. And then we became even better friends when I left corporate and we started talking and hanging out more. And now we're like true sisters. I've always loved Chelsea for how honest she is about her thoughts and feelings. Like, I don't know anyone else who has the guts she has to admit the things that she admits to thinking and feeling and doing. And that's real to me. And it helps me open up in the same way. And I believe that that's healing. Like, we have to start talking more about those things that we're embarrassed about instead of holding them in and normalizing that. So anyway, it's incredible to watch her journey firsthand, and I just feel so blessed to be part of it all. What this woman is manifesting these days is truly remarkable, and her intuitive hits are like pure fucking fire. Chelsea is genuine and caring and thoughtful and mindful and such a sweetheart, and she's just such a beautiful soul, and I don't want to hold things up any longer, so without further ado, please welcome Chelsea Wilson.
Hey, Chelsea, welcome. I'm so happy to have you on the podcast today. I'm so excited to have you here because I love you so much. and thank you again for recording a second time because I lost our first interview that we did in Costa Rica. My heart's just broken about the whole thing. But so happy to have you here, sister.
Yeah, me too. I love you too, Paula.
Yeah. Let's give people a little bit of context about you and who you are.
Yeah, so who am I, right? That's the question I'm asking myself.
You're the universe. You're abundant. You're everything.
One is all. Yeah, I am. Let's see, a mother. It's always the first thing that comes to mind because my children are my life. Which is, you know, everyone, most people say that, but I never wanted to have children, and something just changed in me the day I got pregnant, probably, but then another rebirth once my daughter was born. So yeah, and it's my life. So I'm a mother. I am a fiance, which I take very seriously. My relationship is extremely important to me. And then I'm an inquisitive. I love asking questions. Learning is so important to me. I'm a very driven individual. When I put my mind to something, I make sure I accomplish it.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, I know all these things about you, but yes, that one for sure.
But that one was hard for me to say, though, because there are plenty of things I say I want to do, and I don't do them, or I just never finish them. But when I actually put my mind to something, I can't stop. It's, yeah, I almost feel a little crazy sometimes about it, but it feels good.
Hey, we're all crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. And I think I mentioned this in the sisterhood circle the other day, but I'm a lover of philosophy and psychology. However, I would say if you know a lot of things about those, don't come and start talking to me about quotes or who said them or who taught this lesson. I don't know. I don't retain that. But I love learning about it, and I love reading about it. And like I said, asking those questions, and then also just finding out who we are, what makes us, and how we can kind of manipulate different things for better outcomes.
Right, because we are creators. We create our lives. We manipulate everything in our worlds. And not everybody knows that, you know, like whether we're doing it consciously or unconsciously, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you said that you love psychology and figure, you know, learning about who we are. And what kind of came to mind for me when you said that was your authenticity journey, you know, like, because I know that you've been on this journey. We both have over the last, well, all of our lives really, but it's more prominent, I feel in the last few years.
Yeah.
Talk about yours, share yours.
Wow. It's a big one. You know, I would say a lot of it started when I met Trake, my fiance. And the reason it began there, it was kind of the seed was planted, is because he is the first person outside of my family who loved me for exactly who I was.
Yeah.
He didn't
Beautiful.
Care. And I was a turd back then. I was still a shapeshifter. You know, because I didn't know who I was. And so I would show up differently in different circles of people.
Yep.
And I'm embarrassed to say this right now, but sometimes I would use different accents. Like it was, I'm so embarrassed. But that was a part of me.
Yeah.
But it was. And he was even there for some of it. He saw it and he still loved me. He still wanted to be with me. He liked who I was. And we had so much fun together. And I was like, holy shit. What?
Yeah.
And so that piece of it, but also just like who he is as an individual, he wouldn't admit these things because he's a very humble and stoic man, but he's very strong in who he is. He knows what he likes. He knows what he would not put up with. He was raised by a beautiful, loving, accepting family. They're so open and accepting. And his heart, he's just got this gracious heart. And there are so many pieces of him that I needed and wanted to have in myself. And so it started there.
Yeah.
And that made me emotional.
That's okay. Like, we cry here.
Yeah.
It's nothing but a thing.
Chicken wing. Yeah, so it started there. And then it's been a long journey. So to go back a little bit about why I think I had such a hard time coming to who I am, my parents divorced when I was very little. I was, I think, 5. And it was really traumatic because they did not handle it well emotionally themselves.
Yeah.
And when that happened, my dad moved away to another state. So the plan was, as far as I knew, like we were planning to move to Montana altogether. And they were talking about it all the time. And then one day we got sat down and told dad's moving by himself. And my mom was this emotional ball of wreck. And it was weird. I didn't know what was going on. And then, realized like they just weren't together anymore. And I remember having a meltdown, feeding off my mom's energy, but still being sure. really confused.
Yeah.
And then after that, they would talk shit about each other to us and do these weird manipulative things. And it was just really confusing. And I didn't know what I could say. You know, I loved both of my parents, but I felt like I couldn't act like I did in front of either of them because they would have some shitty comment about the other one. And it was just terrible. And then my life was like pretty much turbulent after that because we lived with my mom, who love her to death. She's the most open, loving being, and she cares about everybody else, but leaves no space for herself, unfortunately. And then that translates into a very unstable environment.
Yes.
So we were lacking a lot financially and emotionally. Stability. And, you know, there were men that came in that weren't good, that shook things up in a very terrible way, and things like that nature. So not good examples. So I just didn't know who I was because I felt like I didn't have a home, and I didn't have wonderful examples to sought after. So I was the very last person. Okay, now fast forwarding, and let me know if I'm rambling.
No, not at all.
Okay. Then I had my daughter, and I just wanted to be everything for her, everything that I didn't have.
Yeah.
But I still wasn't there yet. You know, I'm still not, to be honest, but I'm so much closer. And so she really, you know, was the second catalyst in my journey. She gave me the purpose that I needed to be stability myself, to feel grounded. But I didn't have the tools yet, really, that I do now. So it was more that I was looking for stability, I think, in income, because I thought that really is what stability meant, was not being scared you couldn't pay the bills and having excess financially. And so that's where my drive really went, was making sure that I climbed the ladder, the corporate ladder. And I got there to where I'd been thinking was an impossible place. And I think knowing what I know now, I see how small that initial goal was anyways. But it was still huge to have accomplished.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I got there, and this was at the same time that I was on my maternity leave with my second child, my son. And I realized I wasn't happy, that getting there didn't fulfill me. And that's the next place everything kind of fell apart.
Kind of like a little bit of heartbreak, but like so good in so many other ways, right? Because yeah. Then did that become another catalyst?
Another catalyst. And, you know, that's the segue into the most recent journey I've been on, which is now about 2.5 years of finding my new self.
Yeah.
And loving it. I mean, a lot of ups, a lot of downs, just because I've been hard on myself through it, but it's been beautiful, and I wouldn't trade it because I'm excited for what's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so can you tell us a little bit about your newest journey and catalyst?
Yeah, I would love to. So what happened? Okay. I knew I needed to do something new, but I didn't know what it was. And so I thought, okay, well, that maybe the next thing I want to do is be a manager. That's the next step. Because I knew something new, but my mind was still stuck in this corporate rut, you know.
Yeah.
That had been my path for like 8 years at the time.
Yeah.
And but that did, you know, it didn't sit right with me. And Paula, you were my boss at the time. And you were making the jump out of corporate. And you, ever since I'd known you, because I'd known you at that time, probably for a year and a half to 2 years.
Something like that.
Yeah, a while. But you hadn't been my boss kind of before that moment. That was a newer thing for us. Yeah. You had been a manager, a senior manager in our department. And you were a powerhouse. And I was like, holy shit. Like, if I'm going to be in corporate, I wouldn't be like her. Like,
oh my God.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, you knew what you were talking about. You didn't skip a beat. Like, you were running the show. And
it was all good on the outside. That wasn't what was going on the inside. But anyway, it's not about me. It's about you.
That's life though, right?
Yeah.
So many people just aren't honest and open about what's going on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So then you became my boss and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be like Paula. But you were making your jump out of corporate. And in my mind, like a whole shift happened and I was like, holy shit. You can do that?
Right.
What? It was wild.
Yeah.
It was wild. I was so proud for you. I remember, I don't know if this felt like a stupid, but I was like a big cheerleader. I was so excited for your journey.
Yeah.
Just like, because you've changed. I could feel it. I could see it. And there was like this new freedom in you. And so you did that and my wheel started turning and then I was okay. Well, maybe I could be a career coach because I've always wanted to help people.
I remember you saying that too. Yeah.
I know. It's so wild because I was looking back recently actually at this thread through my life and it was like, at least my corporate life. And it was like, no matter what job I had, I always made it a point to get really fucking good at no matter what I was doing, so good to then where I would become the trainer. I wanted to train people. I wanted to help people. I wanted to make the process simple. And I wanted to better explain it because the way processes were always trained and handed to me, they weren't really explained like the why behind any of it. It was just like, do this and do this. And I'm like, but I need to know the why to understand how to do my job.
Yeah. The not purpose.
Just click here and click there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So dumb.
I have a bigger brain than that. I have, you know, kind of a thing. Yeah. I'm bigger than that.
100%. Like, anyway. So this whole thread was, I want to help people. When I trained. So I was like, okay, I'm going to coach. And I knew corporate. So that's why it was like career coach. Like I can tell people how to climb the ladder, blah, blah, blah. That's what I did. But then that didn't last too long because my passion isn't helping people climb the ladder in corporate. Like I wanted to get the fuck out of corporate. And I feel like there are a lot more people like me who feel stuck kind of in that hamster wheel. And they're just there because they're told that they needed to be there, that that's the path you're supposed to take. And to be truly honest, I never had a purpose. I think I've told you before, or at least a purpose I was aware of, or a passion more so. I just wanted to make money. Yeah.
Oh my God, like I can relate to that. I don't want to interrupt you, but I can so relate to that. It was just all about, because when I was in corporate, like my whole identity was defined by my job, how much money I made and the status I had and what level of a leader I was and blah, blah, blah. And it just became everything about me. And so yeah, when I sat down to like start asking myself the questions about who I really was, it was like scary because I didn't know
terrifying.
Who I was because everything was wrapped up in my corporate job that I had left. Yeah, so I can relate to that.
It's crazy because I don't know about you, but I wanted people to know my title.
Yes.
Even though my title probably didn't mean jack shit to anybody.
Right.
But, oh, I have a senior in there now. Like, that signifies I'm good. I'm big. I accomplished something. They probably know I make a lot of money, you know, or whatever. And they don't know anything about it. And they don't care. That's not who I am.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Whatever. What was I talking about?
You didn't have a passion or purpose.
Oh, yeah, I did it. So it was all about the money. And that's why when I finally got, you know, that salary I was hoping for, that I just was left feeling empty, mm-hmm. because it didn't satisfy anything. It meant I didn't have to look as much at the price tags, which is, you know, it's a nice thing. It feels good and a little freeing, kind of, but almost not, because that's an easy way to trap yourself into spending too much and then being like, where did it all go?
Then do I really need all this shit? Is this what really matters to me? Because we didn't come for a pile of things.
Yeah.
We didn't, when I say we didn't come to this earth, to this existence, to this earthly 3D existence for a pile of things. We came for love and connection and creation and, yes. and all of these things that are unseen and they're not material.
Right.
Right. Or,
yeah,
material in the way that you pay for them, kind of a thing, is what I mean. Yeah,
exactly. Or like even hold them.
Yeah.
Cause like, what lights you up? Does the new, you know, I don't know why this came to mind. I like Lululemon. I guess I can afford them now, so maybe that's why. But like, does the new Lululemon pants light you up? No, they feel good. They're fine. I love wearing them. That doesn't light me up.
Yeah.
It lasts for like a second. You know, what lights you up? Helping other people, being creative.
That's the other thing we came here for too, as souls, is to serve our fellow humans. And we've just gotten so far away from it as a culture and a society, as a race, as a human race.
So far away from it.
Yeah. So then where did that take you next? You realized it had all been about money and you didn't have a passion and purpose. You had thought about the career coaching thing.
Yeah. So then I was on the internet like a crazy person looking for side hustles, you know.
Right on. Side hustles are the best.
They are. But all I was getting was like, oh, go play this bingo game and you can make $80 a week or something, and then do that, and then leave feedback on Amazon, you can make 100, you know, like all those really like lame, unpurposeful things that really don't add up or are helpful. They just take more time. And again, they're not purposeful. It's like, oh, this sucks. And then I must've come across, I don't remember the exact path because it's all been like this beautiful blur, but yes. I got the idea to start selling on Etsy. It probably was, I'm sure it was like the print on demand phase,
yes.
or craze, you know?
Yeah.
Because that is always promoted as, what's it called when you are just passive income.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you, people, that shit's not passive. Okay. Just like anything that anyone, touts as being passive, you have to put in a ton of work up front. Maybe eventually down the road you could build something into being passive, but there's always going to be a ton of work up front and there's always going to be maintenance. That's just the way it is.
Yep.
And so I started going down that train, and it was exciting because I was being creative. I was learning new applications. I was downloading all the software. I was like really pumped up. I had all these ideas in my head. And so that's what got me going, but it wasn't taking me anywhere.
I remember, because didn't you start with like cards that were going to be inserted in something? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that even shifted in in your Etsy journey. Yeah. Okay.
There were so many evolutions of it.
Good.
So many. It was digital at first. So digital, like business cards. And then it was thank you cards. And then it was digital wall art. And then it was the t-shirts, the print on demand. And they were all going to be like positive affirmations and things like that. And it was just super fun to get creative with all of those things. And then I was laying in bed one night and I looked over at Trake. And I was like, Trake, I have this feeling inside of me and it's not going away. And it feels like anxiety almost, but it's not. It's an excitement and it's huge. Like, it's a lot of energy. And the only way I can explain it, and I think you've heard me say this before, is it feels like this huge wave and I'm like riding it up and I'm at the top of it. And it's going to crash soon. But when I say crash, I mean it in like a positive way, not in a like a things are tumbling down, you know. It's going to crash, and it's going to be this huge, beautiful thing that I can't explain. You know, and the water is just going to spread out everywhere, and it's light, it's gorgeous. And I don't know what that is, but I have to prepare for it. I have to do it now. And he was like, okay, like he never acts like I'm crazy, but I can see he's probably like, okay.
What does this mean? Yeah. Sounds a little woo, you know, or something. But I love that you were getting these intuitive hits and following, listening, and then following.
They were so strong, I couldn't not listen.
Yes.
That's the thing. And that's where I think, you know, I realized that I'm a lot more intuitive than I am. I've been down this path of, the separate path as well of an intuition, you know, journey. But I got this huge hit and I was like, okay, I'm going to do something. I don't know what it is. And, but it was telling me to keep going with the Etsy journey. So then I ended up investing in a coach, an Etsy coach. And this was something huge for me because, I did not like spending money. I did not like spending large sums of money, you know, and if you're investing in a good coach, they can be a couple grand.
Mm-hmm.
At this time.
Let's just take a minute and emphasize this for the users or the listeners, the users. I don't know why I said that. For the listeners, because investing in a coach changed your life. You're about to tell us that. You're on the brink of telling us that. Investing in a coach changed my life completely. Like it totally rewired my whole thought process, my beliefs, my system, my nervous system, everything. And so I mean, obviously I'm a coach and so I want to emphasize that, but like, even if I'm not your person, like that's fine. Still go find somebody who is your coach because it will change your life.
Yeah. You can. They just can help you find the answers that you're searching for that you are really already have within you.
Yeah.
But there's something that like kickstarts it. There's a spark.
Yeah. And they're a good reflection, right? And they can see things that you can't see because you're in it, right? You're in your own life. You know, you got sort of blinders on about some things and
big time.
And they can reflect things back that you would be really surprised about. And spark new things that, you know, that you learn about that like totally change your perspective on everything about life or whatever.
And offer technical, you know, abilities or like just techniques that you might not have been in tune to before or really aware of. So
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for saying that.
Thank you.
Well, I didn't realize the impact it would have on me, but it was that bridge I needed. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I didn't implement everything right away. It was so much.
Takes time to integrate and like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm still haven't implemented everything.
Me neither.
I know. And I mean, thinking about it, Paula, and I wonder if you feel this way too. It's like, well, look at how far I've come only doing about, you know, half to a third of what I'm supposed to be doing. Imagine when I free up the space and do it all.
Right. I feel the same way, Chelsea.
Dude.
Yeah.
So.
We're going places.
I know. So you've had so much growth yourself, Paula. Like, I just have to acknowledge that here in the second because since I've known you and somebody at our sisterhood circle we attend said this the other day that you have just been boom, 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 boom with your growth, like expansion, just getting bigger and bigger. And it's been beautiful to watch and see. And so
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I feel the expansion that I've been going through. And I did a post about it not too long ago about how, well, you know, anyone who knew me back in my corporate life, we need to be reintroduced because I'm a completely different person. And I know you can attest to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a good way to say that.
Thank you for thank you for saying that. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you too.
Where was I?
The Etsy coach.
I invested in my coach. She taught me a different way to look at who I was selling to. Now, I said that not in the correct way, so I'll rephrase. Everyone else, when I was trying to learn on YouTube, the lesson is always pick a niche down, focus on your product, find the new best-selling product. Her philosophy was pick a customer and then expand your product base from there. Because you want your shop or whatever you're selling to be cohesive. You want to serve them through a lifespan.
Yep.
You want them to be relatable to all of the different products you're owning. And you'd ideally want to pick a customer who's not as price sensitive, but you do still want to offer, you know, products with various price ranges from lower to higher, because that's just going to help you with diversification and the marketplace. And there's just a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
But the big one for me was pick a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
When you said that, like my body like lit up, because yeah, because that's how I feel like that's really the key. Right? It was the key for you, Chelsea,
yeah.
Obviously. I mean, we're going to get to it, folks, but she's going to tell about how successful I think she's been here. But that's how it was for me too with creating the podcast.
Mm.
And I am, you know, working on getting better at that, refining that and honing that with my coaching stuff too. But with the podcast, it was like, okay, who do I want to speak to? Who do I want to connect with?
Yes.
Yeah. It's about the who, not the what.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was missing. Because before, what I was doing was throwing spaghetti at the fucking wall.
Yeah.
I had like a manifestation shirt, and then I had like a 4th of July shirt because I was also chasing the holidays. And then I had like thank you business cards. And then someone would come to my shop and be like, excuse me, like, this, I don't relate to this. I'm okay. I'll go someplace else where I feel more connected to. And I think like the whole philosophy behind that is you have to know who you're speaking to so mm-hmm. that you can connect with them. Right. And then they can in turn connect with you.
I love this.
Yeah. But that didn't make sense to me at first. I was like, how am I supposed to pick a customer? Like, blah, I felt so lost, but you get there and you do the work and you figure it out. And so I revamped my shop and I reopened under the name Llama Loon. So the llama is because I've always thought it would be super fun to open a llama farm.
Which is why it's doing so well, because that was a fun spark in your heart.
I know. Can you imagine like running a llama farm though? How fun.
There's a llama farm right next to Yandara.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Any more, you know, like I needed more reason to come with you sometime.
Yeah.
And then the loon part is because I wanted to have a connection to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
aww.
I know, this place has become so special to me, and it's a place I used to revere when I was younger. And that's another story for another time. But now I love Minnesota and I appreciate it. And so Llama Loon. Yeah. And what we focus on now is high quality keepsake gifts for mothers and their children. And the reason that that's important to me and gives me purpose is, one, it livens me up because I have a creative space. So I can fan that spark that's inside of me mm-hmm. to do something with my own hands and to be excited about it. And then two is because I'm so sick of all the cheap crap out there that people buy on a whim, you know, and then throw away. And it just fuels, you know, this ugliness in our society. So what we like and want to cultivate is high quality gifts that people can treasure. You know, when they look at it, they feel good about it. Mm-hmm. They can have it for a while or a long time, and it can mean something to them.
Yeah.
So right now our product mix is, you know, it's very limited, and that's due to the fact that I am still working full-time in corporate.
I won't say anything.
Paula's laughing at me right now. She would push me off the cliff if she
could. Oh my God. If I could, I would push. Yes, I would.
And I'm doing my Etsy shop part-time. But, you know, it's been an amazing journey, and my shop has really taken off the last couple months, and it's still holding on strong. And I have been doing nothing with the money except for reinvesting it back into the business, buying additional equipment and things, because right now I, you know, am padding myself to make sure that when I do jump off the cliff, I can land on a nice soft pillow of diversification of products and comfort, and the fact that I can, you know, really dive in the way that I want to and need to be able to expand what I'm trying to cultivate here.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful, Chelsea. I love the Llama Loon, because and the whole, you know, your whole product base and the reason why, and it's connected to motherhood, you know, it's connected to moms and babies and kids, which is such a, which you started off the conversation with,
yeah,
right? Of how important it is for you to be a mom. And yeah, so I love that too. And I know that's part of why it's so successful.
Thank you, Paula.
Yeah, because it has all these beautiful connections and all these sparks in your heart.
Yeah.
And really is authentic to who you are. So how has your your journey, right, through your side hustle brought out your authentic self, who you are really?
Oh my God. Yeah, it's a really loaded question. Only because the journey has been very intense for me.
Yeah.
Because I started this side hustle knowing that I wanted to grow it into something that would either be a bridge for me or be my sole business or purpose. You know, it's a way for me to get out of corporate. I knew that. I knew I wanted to get out of corporate. But realizing that that was also coupled with a loss of identity in who I had been the last 10 years is really been like the beautiful part of it and the most challenging part of it.
Yes. Yeah. You're finding yourself.
Yeah.
This is the good stuff.
And I didn't know how much my identity was tied up into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also realized that I've tried to tie my identity to this new shop.
Because it's a pattern that runs deep.
It runs deep.
It runs deep.
And I'm going to tie my identity to it.
Good for you. How are you working on keeping that separate or that separation?
I'm changing the way that I think about it and the way that I think about things. So when somebody asks me who I am, the first thing I lead with is not what I do.
Good job, sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. What other ways are you changing the way that you think about it? Like, are there tools or practices that you know, are leaning on to help you with that?
I think that it probably helps that this job is in more of a creative space.
Yeah.
Because it's growing out of me. I'm not.
I love that.
I'm not like molding myself into somebody else's job description.
Ah, so yes.
It's really more that this is me and I am not that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so I also see, and this is wild, Paula, because we were just talking about the reading that I had the other day and what that last card said, which is, you know, there's this ball of creative light, and out of that light, there are all these different pathways coming out of it, you know, once mm-hmm. I get there. And when I was just about to say to you, as I was speaking, is that what I see of that is that this is just one avenue and one path, and there's so many different things that and ideas coming out of it that are still like, this is the core, but like I can create so many new and amazing, I don't know, sources of income or pieces just from this one thing. So like what I mean is, I've been talking to you about, you know, I would eventually maybe like to host a podcast or a YouTube channel, right? And then the other one I see is the coaching that I'd really love to do myself. I'd love to coach others,
mm-hmm.
you know. Someday.
You would be a great coach too, Chelsea.
I've got to pay it forward, Paula. And thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
And then I'm also seeing these other businesses that I could start, maybe other Etsy shops or things, you know, with all the tools that I have. So I'm like, just this little ball right here is my Llama Loon. And then there's all these different shoots, you know, and I feel like it's almost unstoppable. So obviously I'm one person and I'll have to concentrate my efforts, but I just have not felt like this ever.
Yeah. I love this because as you were talking, what was coming for me was, or coming up for me, or what I was kind of hearing is, you're following your heart's desires.
Yeah.
Right? You're finding out who you really are. You're finding your authentic self. You're following your heart's desires. You're listening to your intuition and following through on what your inner being is telling you. And it's leading to, and you see it leading to all of these great things, and you're even getting readings to validate and confirm it.
Yeah.
So what I want to emphasize for my listeners is, when you start to find your authentic self and you start to follow your authentic path and something lights you up, it could be the littlest thing. It's not necessarily going to be the first thing. It's going to be, you know, it might evolve like it does.
Yeah.
Like everything's an evolution, and it's okay to keep changing and everything. But once you start following that, like everything starts to open up. That we've been kept in these boxes, especially for those of us who kind of grew up in the corporate world, you know, thinking that that was the only path. And what do you mean we can change? Like, I thought I was going to be a lifer.
Yeah.
You know, like I've said that throughout my career many times. That I was going to probably retire from that company. Thank fucking God I didn't.
So sorry.
I was really only about a year away from meeting the retirement requirements, and I fucking quit anyway.
Shut up, Paula.
Yeah, I did.
That is so powerful.
Well, thank you. I didn't ever think that it was until just now when I said it.
Yeah.
I gotta do a solo episode on my whole leaving corporate journey too, but my whole point was emphasizing for the listeners, like finding your authentic self, following your authentic path, listening to your heart's desires and following them. And then everything starts to open up. There just has to be that wherewithal along the way and some trust, a large amount of trust, right? because it doesn't all happen from, you know, the actions that we're doing. I mean, a lot of it does,
mm-hmm.
but trust.
And that was my 2024 word, was trust.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's ready. Woo!
Love it.
I love it.
I want to build on what you said a little bit, because it has been just insane, wild. I can't think of the right word. It's not coming to me right now. But how things have really just started to align and show up in front of me. You know, can't question it. It's so obvious. All these different signals and signs that I've been receiving ever since I started to follow my heart's path.
I just lit up everywhere.
I want to add to this, though, that regardless if it's because these things are actually happening, which I believe that they are. I believe that I'm manifesting with the universe right now. Or if it's just because I've changed my perspective, and so I'm just seeing things in a different, more beautiful way that have always been there, I don't care.
Right.
It's fucking happening. Yes. And it's beautiful, and it's not stopping. It's bananas. So let me just, I gotta say, so I had the reading the other day, and I'm glad this came up, because I was hoping it would come up naturally in our conversation. But I had my reading. And part of what she had said was, this lights you up creatively. It's a new adventure. You need to see the beauty in that journey, you know? I was like, okay. That was just part of it.
I love it. Enjoying the journey, not just the end point.
Enjoying the journey. And the very next day, I had pulled from the Oracle deck I'd bought for Nova at the shop that I went to,
yep.
Divine Lights in Anoka. Mm-hmm. And Nova's my daughter, so I'd gotten her first deck there. And I pulled it asking, you know, what do I need to focus on today for this new step I'm going to take in my life, which is my job transition. I know it's coming up, and I just really need guidance on where to just focus my energy. The card that I pulled was about adventure.
Right, because you gotta play and have fun and follow your heart's desires in order for it all to happen.
I was like, this is crazy. It was the exact same thing she had told me the night before.
Yeah.
Focus on the beauty, focus on the adventure, focus on all the new things you can see, you know, that are gonna open up to you. Exploration, you know, it's a journey.
Beautiful.
Like, okay. The very next day, I pulled another card, and I was just asking what to focus on just for that day. I just need an intention for that day. And I pulled a music card. I think it was called The Songbird. And the whole message was, you know, listen to music and sing. Like, there's a freedom in that. There's a beauty in that.
Yes.
And I was like, okay. I don't know what this means, but I'm going to focus more on listening to music today instead of podcasts. Maybe there's a nugget in one of like the song lyrics that's just going to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure. So then I go and I wake up my daughter, you know, like 30 minutes later. And this morning I decided to crawl in bed with her and give her a little snuggle because we had the time. And I tell her what my card was. And she goes, oh, wait, mom. And I was like, what? And she gets out of the bed and goes down. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, just hold on. She grabs a book that I had gotten for her out of the little library, like down the street. And I had never read it. But I knew I'd wanted to. It just spoke to me. And she brings it up. And it's called Change Sings. And it's a beautiful book.
Oh.
The very first page, the lyrics say, or the words read, I can hear change humming in its loudest, proudest song. I don't fear change coming, and so I sing along.
Oh my God. I just like got goosebumps all over again.
It's fucking crazy. It just made me emotional.
Yeah.
But when I
read that. What a beautiful unfolding.
It radiated through me. Like, I felt everything. I was like, this is what I needed to do. I needed to pull the card, mention it to my daughter, who would bring me the message that I needed for that day.
Yes.
And to tie that back to the listeners, because I don't think we've covered on this too much, I have been fighting with myself so much over the last 2 months specifically, because I know the change is coming, of transitioning out of my corporate job and letting that go and going full time into working for myself. And I have been terrified and I have been so scared. And I've called on Paula for help because I've been so down and doubting myself and just in this dark hole, which I think is important to talk about because people go through dark holes.
Yeah.
Even people who are more positive and feel like they found a really good path, you know?
Yeah, there's ebbs and flows to life. Yes.
Ebbs and flows, yeah. And it was a bad one. It lasted like almost 2 weeks. And, you know, it's been happening in the back of my mind and my subconscious, but it really came through. And so I've been working through it using tips that I, you know, have been picking up along the way, meditating a lot more.
Good for you.
I love it, Paula. I know you swear by it.
Yes, I do.
I finally said yes, and I've been doing it every morning. But I started to incorporate silent meditation. Because of what Katie said at our sisterhood circle. And that's been amazing.
Yeah.
And then actually one of your previous guests, Megs.
Yes, Megs Crawford.
Yeah. I loved her episode. But she had mentioned the 5 a.m. Club, the book.
Yes.
And everything in my body said, what? And I went and I downloaded it the same day. And I've been listening to it every single day since. And now I don't wake up at 5. Sometimes today I did 5:15. Most days it's been 6. But let me tell you, for the last 2 years, I've been wanting to wake up at like 5 or 6 and have that time for myself in the morning. And I just couldn't. And it didn't matter what time I went to sleep. I was so like down, and I was like beating myself up about it. Why can't I get up? I don't know what switched. But I said yes to this book. I started listening to it. It's been highly motivational, and I'm waking up every single morning and I'm having this time and space for myself every single morning, and my whole fucking day is changed.
Yes, because your days changes your entire life. One day changes the weeks, changes the months, changes the life. Yes, let's emphasize that again, like, because that's how it happened for me too. Like, as soon as I started making space for my time in the morning and choosing myself, like, that was one of the big game changers for me.
It's wild.
Yeah,
it sounds so simple. It's hard to start doing, but once you start doing it, holy fuck.
Yeah, beautiful. And I was writing a note just a couple minutes ago, but I don't even know if it, what I was going to say was go back to our, we had a conversation just the other day about how, you know, this whole thing with your, Etsy shop it hasn't been planned, you know, like you haven't had a business, but you just dove right in. Right.
Yeah.
And I forget what you were saying a couple of minutes ago when I wrote this down. Now it's not coming to me, but it was to emphasize the point that you were making. that I think it was just really about the magic, right? And yeah, trusting the universe and all of the things that have been happening, believing, changing your perspective, all of that, right? Because I said to you, I said, well, that's why it's been so successful.
Yeah.
Because it isn't planned.
Yeah.
Because you just dove in, it lit you up, you dove in, you started doing it, you started taking inspired action, and then here you are.
In that conversation, I remember what I was saying. I was saying that I think it's been so hard for me to trust that this is as good as it is, because I haven't been planning a lot of it. I've just been doing it.
Yeah.
And it's been working out tremendously. It's like when you were just talking now, I had this image of someone stepping. I think they're in a dark sky. It's like the universe. They're stepping and there's nothing in front of them. But as soon as they put their foot down, there's a stone that appears. And they're just going and they're trusting that the path is going to show up.
And that's what happens. We have to take the first step. We have to go first. And that's because we live in a vibrational universe.
Yeah.
Right. We're all made of energy. And so when we go first, then then the match comes.
Yeah.
The match that we need comes. Oh my God, it can't get better than this. I was going to wait to air this episode. Not happening. It's coming out real soon. This has just been too good. So I want to go back to emphasize some of the tools for the listeners. So you've been taking time for yourself. You've been getting up, taking time for yourself, meditating. Any other like tools and practice? Trust, right?
Trust.
Trusting. Any other tools that the listeners can or practices that the listeners can lean on?
Oh, yes. I cannot go through this episode without mentioning something that's been hugely helpful for me that I found last year, a little over a year ago. It's called To Be Magnetic. And their podcast is Expanded. And the owner and creator is Lacey Phillips. And I had to call all of that out specifically because what she has built to me has been transformational and just so beautiful. Her whole process is built around unblocking, then expanding, and then taking aligned action. Also that you can show up openly to the universe and then start co-creating with it. And you know, the really beautiful thing about her process, and it is a manifestation process, is that it targets rewiring the subconscious.
Yeah.
So it's not about woo-woo manifestation, just think positive or think about what I want, visualize it, and it'll show up. I do think that that has its place and is helpful, right? But you also have to do the work.
Yes.
And so she has these processes called DIs, which stands for Deep Imaginings. And they take you through like a whole journey. They're from like 15 to 30 minutes. They're guided. And they just, it depends on what, you know, you're targeting that day. She has different programs. Such as like unblocking money, unblocking inner child, connecting with expanders, different things, like just so many different things. And it really, you know, it helps you uncover things that deepen your self-conscious that you didn't even realize were there to begin with. And I think this first step in change always is recognition.
Yeah.
And then once you identify those, and you know, sometimes it can take a couple times going through this process before they'll reveal themselves to you. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of them and have been blank, you know, I don't know, like what's happening, what's coming through. They're always transformational in some way, but they don't really get to the deep root, you know, unless you really show up and are serious about it. But you know, and then through this work, it's, you know, it uses binaural beats, it uses tapping. It's just beautiful, it's magical, and I'm not doing it justice. So please go check it out because yeah, it's been transformational for me. And it's helped me realize a lot of things about becoming an entrepreneur that I didn't know were holding me back. Very reflective process.
I love that you said it uses binaural beats and tapping.
Yeah.
Because binaural beats is used in sound healing. And I, you know, I know that because I'm a sound healer now. And so I know how to create binaural beats, you know, with whatever, you know, instruments I might be using, whether they're the crystal singing bowls or whether it's drums or Tibetan bowls or, you know, whatever. So that's super cool. Mm-hmm. And I love the tapping part too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does tapping do? Can you explain that?
So tapping basically unclogs energy blocks. You can think of it kind of as acupuncture without needles, which is kind of cool. But essentially what's happening is the tapping sends a calming like signal to your brain while you're thinking about a negative experience or an emotionally charged event that you've had or been through that needs to be healed. And tapping while remembering and focusing on the memory and feeling that emotion breaks the trained connection of the memory with a stress response. And then once that's disrupted, that connection will usually stay broken. Does that help?
It makes sense because typically when you are tapping during that process, it's you've already integrated yourself into the deep imagining, and now we're starting to go deeper and uncovering, you know, what's happening and then rewriting it with our own story.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Yeah. I am so glad that that has helped you so much. And maybe we can put some information about that in the show notes. So, beautiful.
Yeah.
Like you're living this new dream. And you're ready to take this jump soon. And you're getting there. I can feel it. Yeah.
Maybe this is my room full of plants where it clicks.
Yeah. That's right. That was from your reading the other day too. I love it. Because we're sitting around a bunch of greenery and beautiful plants. Oh, Chelsea, this has been such a pleasure. I knew we were going to have a great conversation because I love you so much, but this was just like so magical and so amazing and incredible and remarkable. You are just remarkable. And
thank you.
And I'm just loving all of this. And like I said, this episode's going to get posted way earlier than I thought it was.
Okay. Well, I just want to say, it's all possible because you created and you host the space for conversations like this.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And for everyone out there, I'm still scared as fuck, but I'm doing it anyway.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Tell everybody where they can find you and follow you and check out your stuff.
Yeah, sure. So my Instagram is my shop name. So it's at Lamaloon, LLAMALOON. Currently, I'm really just posting sneak peeks of customer orders. But eventually, you know, as I jump off the cliff and I have free up more time and creative space for myself, I will begin to cultivate, you know, a lot more there. I really want to, you know, do like a small business Saturday where I promote other small businesses who are doing creative things that I love. So that will be some information, you know, that I can share for everybody and, you know, just positive quotes.
Yeah.
I love those things. And of course, new products and things like that. And then on Etsy, my shop name is Lamaloon. So it should be easy to find. And yeah, that's me.
All right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Miss Lovely,
Thank
for today.
You.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Wow. I was so lit up by this conversation, in case you couldn't tell. Of course, she's my bestie, so it's obvious I love her. But just so many incredible reminders came up organically about why we're here, about creativity, intuition, trust, and so much more. I mean, it was just so, so good. And I really hope you liked it too. I really want this lady to get the fuck out of corporate. And maybe I'll have her back on once she's taken the leap so we can hear how things are taking off for her then, because I know they will. And speaking of, anyone out there who wants to get out of corporate, we should talk. Reach out to me. I can help you. Okay, here are the takeaways from our conversation. Number one, just because you're doing one thing right now, like being in a corporate job, doesn't mean you have to stay there or do the same thing. And you know, that's a takeaway that's been in a few episodes now. Number two, we didn't come to this earthly existence for a pile of things that money can buy. We came for the unseen things. We came for love, connection, creativity, to help and serve others, and to follow the things that light us up. Number three, find your passion, your purpose, and let it evolve. Number four, being creative is exciting. Start doing small things to cultivate your creativity. Five, sometimes it takes a few iterations and evolutions of something before you get to what really resonates with you. Let it evolve. Number six, investing in a coach changes your life, your perspective, and helps you find the answers that you're searching for. They're a good reflection, they can see things you can't see, and they can offer helpful techniques that you might not be aware of. They are the bridge you need. Invest in yourself. Number seven, if you're an entrepreneur selling products or services, pick a customer and expand what you're selling from there rather than picking a niche or a best-selling product. This will be a cohesive experience for your customer through a lifespan. It's about the who, not the what. You have to know who you're speaking to so you can connect with them, and they in turn can connect with you. Number eight, the key to your authenticity is following your heart's desires. When you start to follow your authentic path, everything starts to open up. Number nine, pay attention to and let yourself be led by the intuitive signs, signals, whispers, and your heart's desires. Number 10, taking time and space for yourself each morning, choosing yourself in that way, changes your life. And number 11, trust that your path will show up if you take the first step. I love those. They're all so good. It was so awesome hanging out with you today, and I look forward to next week on the Scared as Fuck and Doing It Anyway podcast. Life gets so fucking busy sometimes, and I'm super grateful that you're spending some of your valuable time here. I hope this podcast gives you new perspective. I hope it sparks inspiration, adds positivity to your day, and I hope this particular episode helps you listen for your intuition and helps you learn to let it lead you. I would love to hear from you. I would love to connect with you. I mean, that's the main reason why I started this podcast, is because I want to connect with more people. So reach out and tell me what you liked about this episode, or reach out and let's just meet each other or talk and connect. I can't get to you because I don't know who you are, but I'm giving you ways to reach out to me. You can always reach me at paula@reikiflowmn.com. That's my email address. Remember to follow along on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, because I have so many more amazing episodes coming up. And please download, follow, or subscribe. If you follow or subscribe, you'll be notified when new episodes are available. And you will also help other people find the podcast, which is awesome. I post every week for sure on Thursdays and more in between if I'm feeling like I want to share something extra. And for those of you who have asked for specific episode ideas, I'm working on them. I'm so sorry I haven't gotten them out yet, but I'm working on them. And if you're liking the podcast and benefiting from it, please leave me a review, which you can do in Apple, or you can rate in Spotify. Reviews and ratings help people find us. So if you're feeling generous, that would be a nice gift. And if you know of anyone who would like this particular episode or any of the episodes or would benefit from it, please share it with them. Send them a link, text them, or post about it on your socials if you're feeling extra generous, whatever feels right for you. You're always welcome to email me at paula@reikiflowmn.com with questions, with things you want to hear more about or want to hear more of. If there's like somebody in particular, an author, a self-help speaker that you would like to hear from, let me know and I'll reach out and try to get them on. Let's do it. All right. Thank you again for being here. Love you. Peace out.